Well, you're listening to Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday morning, the 16th day of November. Good morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. For those of you that are in the field today applying anhydrous ammonia, thanks so much for waiting until now, until the soil temperatures have dropped. However, it's put a real crimp in some of the things I've been up to, as you probably guessed. The Farm Assets Conference is running a little behind. That's why I'm at least in registration here in the mornings, hoping that you'll be far enough along that you go ahead and get yourself signed up. But I need you to do that today, and I need you really to do it now, because by the time we get tomorrow, we really have to have a kind of good idea what we'll have there for lunch. Be sure to make sure you visit farmassetsconference.com, and you can sign up from there. Just go to willag.org. There are a couple of interesting things that are happening next week. One of the things that will be going on is courtesy of Agrible and the Illinois Corn Growers. Now, if you're a member of ICGA, or you sign up that day because the membership annual meeting is there, and you don't actually have to be there, just sign up to be a member of the Corn Growers. Agrible, if you're at the Farm Assets Conference and you need to be there, will give you a 1 year's free trial to their Grower Agrible bundle. That's worth about $2,000. So that's a pretty good incentive to come out of the tractor cap, maybe, to take a look at how big data might work in your field. In fact, Agrible and Granular will both be there on stage, not to talk really about what their products are, but how it works with big data and how it will change what farmers do in the field. So that's one of the things that's happening next week. Speaking of the anhydrous ammonia or nitrogen management, the Bullock brothers, Don and David, will be there from the University of Illinois. One's an agronomist, one's an ag economist. They've been running some full field research about the ability to vary nitrogen rate applications. And I'm kind of interested to see what they have to say. Some of that has just come back in. I don't know the results yet. I'll learn them when you do next week. But whether really precision agriculture can work with nitrogen application, something you're probably thinking about right now. So get yourself signed up. You can do that in three ways, really. willag.org, farmassetsconference.com, or call 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065. Do that today. Or at least this evening, and I will try to make it as easy as possible. But we need to know that you'll be coming. So now let's turn our attention to what's been happening in the marketplace. Bill Gentry is here. He's with Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd. Glad to be with you again.
Hey, can you take me through some of the numbers really quickly from the CME group?
From the CME groups, we've got December corn trading this morning currently down a half for the day session at 341. The March corn is down a half at 348 3/4. And next year's December price is 379 1/4, steady on the day. January beans down a penny at 988 1/4. Meals down $1.60 at 308 1/2, basis the December. And oil is actually up about 10 at 34.30 a pound. That's kind of following the palm oil market advance. November beans, 986 1/4 for next year, steady on the day. Looking at the wheat market, turned defensive a little bit as the dollar firmed up just a touch. December Chicago wheat, 398 1/4, down 3/4. March wheat, 417 3/4, down a penny as well. Kansas City, down 3 at 405, and March Kansas City is down 3 1/4 at 422. Minneapolis wheat, also mildly defensive, but only down fractions at 514 1/4, basis the Dease. Crude oil market's down about 40 cents, and we've also got the cattle and the hogs mildly defensive. Actually, take that back. Hogs are up about 47 cents, my mistake. Looking at other news this morning, 165,000 tons of beans sold to China on the overnight reporting system from the USDA. Current price levels seem to be somewhat attractive globally, or the U.S. is the only reliable source in town. We'll watch and see how that emerges going forward. Exports coupled with the stronger palm oil market appear to be supporting bean prices. Looks like crude market down about 40 cents this morning, but we're putting in a little bit more. We're still trading a little bit above $45 mark. Rhetoric about possible cuts in OPEC production continue to circulate, but actual decisions on that are not expected at least for a few more weeks. EIA numbers due out shortly may offer a little bit more guidance for price direction today. U.S. inventories are at record levels. Dollar trade remains a volatile issue, and we'll continue to watch that for influence on prices. Brazil currency values appear to be encouraging exporters to push forward sales in the January timeframe, so we'll see if that develops and see if there's anything new. Other than that, what can I do for you, Todd?
All right. So a couple of quick things as I was listening to some of the things you talked about there. Last winter, the price of crude oil really was a suppressor across all the commodities. Do you have concerns, or is the rhetoric just, in this case, rhetoric?
It's my opinion, and for what it's worth, Department. I think that the OPEC cutting back production has historically been a really big challenge. It just does not seem to emerge. But every time we venture into this environment, there's always a chance. So I think the market is being incentivized to respect that. But I think realistically, it's probably more of a catalyst for a bounce in the crude oil market. If we can continue to hold above this $45 mark, I think that's healthy for the crude market in general. I think based on the change in our administration and maybe some energy policies domestically, if we can trade above $45, it's going to incentivize additional production and energy restructuring.
Are we concerned at all? And I know that if we cut production, that probably will be good for commodity prices. Are we concerned at all, however, about Iran and Russia not going along with this?
You know, I guess that's going to be kind of like the $20,000 question. I don't know who all is going to be on board, but if we can see any kind of reduction in production overall, it's going to be price positive, right, and positive for commodities in general. I think that we look at the crude market as the granddaddy of commodities, and it will continue to be that.
What do you see on the tech side or the seasonal side of both the corn and soybeans?
I would like to think that most of our commodities have got a low of consequence in place. I do think that the last week's USDA supply demand report and then the increase in production was a shot across the bow for the bull. But if we can contain ourselves here and continue to work through this process, what our in-house estimate is, we're probably going to be doing the quote-unquote eating crow for Thanksgiving, but that means we'll have turkey for Christmas.
Excellent. Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate you being with us, Bill.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.
Bill Gentry is with Risk Management Commodities. He's out of Lafayette, Indiana, joins us here on this Wednesday morning to take a look at what's happening at the CME Group in Chicago. I'm Todd Gleason from University of Illinois Extension, urging you, if you're a farmer or somebody who's just interested in the markets, to take a look at the Farm Assets Conference and get yourself signed up. Do that today. Don't wait. You can do it at farmassetsconference.com, willag.org, or 1-800-898-1065. Thanks so much, Brian.
All right, Todd, thank you very much. Appreciate you joining us here this morning to take a look at what's happening in agriculture here today. Let's take a look at your forecast for the day today. Sunny skies expected and a high of 63 degrees. Light north winds will shift to the southeast this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, down to a low of 46 degrees. Sunny, warmer, and breezy for the day tomorrow with a high of 74. Then things will start to change Friday. We've got showers and thunderstorms expected in the afternoon with a high of 66. Turning colder for Friday night with possibly rain lingering and a low of 34. Much colder for the day on Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of just 42. And we'll stay in the 40s, it looks like, for Sunday and Monday. We do have a chance of showers moving in Tuesday of next week. Right now, 51 degrees outside our studios in Urbana, relative humidity 78%, barometric pressure 29.93 inches and rising. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. On Point is next. It's 9 o'clock.